Welcome back to the Sunday Sports Roundup here on Alive 90.5 FM. And I'm joined by Dave McDonald for our next segment, which we're very much looking forward to. Warmer weather in the air. Cricket is now back on the agenda. And next up, we have one of the rising stars of New South Wales cricket. He recently agreed to another 2 years with the Sydney Thunder, was elevated from the Blues rookie list to a full contract. He's a gun young gloveman, a graduate of the King's School in Parramatta and still a resident of the area, and overall a wonderfully mature young man. Welcome, Baxter Holt. How are you?
God, thanks for that. That's probably one of the best intros I've ever heard.
Well, at least I've got that right. So we'll just start off. You're still living in Carlingford. You went to school in Parramatta. Tell us a little bit about your cricket journey in the Western Sydney area.
Yeah, so I've been very lucky. I've actually lived in the same house for 22 years almost, which has been very good. And then I went to King, so I was lucky enough to go there. Before that, my first club I played for was the Carlingford Waratahs. So grew up in the area. Then I played for Northern Districts Junior Cricket Association, the Rep Cricket. And then while I was at school, I still played for Dundas Cricket Club, just to get your games in to be able to play Rep Cricket. So I was very fortunate in this area. I've grown up playing in this area and I love it.
Wonderful. And you made then the move to Northern District and started your premier cricket there. But, I mean, how fond a place does Parramatta have in your heart, just as an area that you've grown up in?
Yeah, definitely. Like you said, I went to King's, which is North Parramatta. Westfield Shopping Centre's got a fair bit of my money over the years. Spent a lot of money there and the family's money, mind you. But no, it's been a great area. All the people are lovely, which is the main thing of any community, but I've been very lucky.
Now, this pre-season has had its challenges, to say the very least, with the COVID-19 pandemic continuing and restrictions imposed on various areas of our everyday life, and particularly for you. Blues pre-season, how has it been? What sort of challenges have you had to overcome as a group?
Yeah, we're very lucky in the sense that we've still been able to train. We got exemptions to be able to train outdoors still. So we're still training 4 days a week, which gets us out of the house and gets a bit of freedom, which is lovely. But besides that, now it's just waiting game to see when our season starts. We meant to be on a plane a week and a half ago to Darwin and that got disallowed. So now we're just waiting to see and hopefully we get some cricket underway very shortly.
Have you needed to take any extra precautions that you weren't used to last year? I mean, did it help going through this sort of process last year during what we had to go through as a community with the lockdowns that were imposed as a precaution and in response to the COVID-19 pandemic last year?
Yeah, absolutely. Especially last year, our pre-season. So it's only impacted our pre-season both years, which is very lucky for us as a sport. But the restrictions we did last year were a nice stepping stone to what we are this year. And I think it's given us a nice blueprint to go off last year, what worked, what didn't. And the coaches have taken that on board, which has been really exciting. They've tried to keep it as in enjoyable, but still get your job done, and a bit of variety, which is the biggest thing, especially it is the job at the end of the day. So to try and minimise that feeling is what is really key.
I'll bring in Dave McDonald here. He's got his Thunder gear on. So one of the rising stars of the Thunder squad is Baxter. And Dave, have you got a question for this wonderful young man?
Well, certainly do. You know, I'm also a fellow member of the Wicketkeepers Union. So we'll always stick together. But you've had a bit of a tough road last couple of years, injury-wise. Tell us a bit about those struggles and getting back on your feet, because obviously there's physical part, but there's the mental part about getting yourself back into peak condition, ready to play cricket again.
Yeah, absolutely. It's probably close to 18 months ago now. It was October the 31st, actually. I played a game against Pakistan in the CA game, and it was the last one I played for a period of 4 months just because I couldn't take it anymore. Prior to that, I'd gone 18 months taking 6 painkillers a day to try and get through and try and do what my job was asking of me. And it came to the state where I wasn't giving what I needed to the team. And I'm a very team-orientated person. So when that was the case, I knew that I had to do something about it. And I went to the physio and the doctor. I said, look, this is honestly how I am. I can't keep going. And they said, well, we're thankful that you've told us now. We probably wish that you told us a bit earlier, but it is what it is and we'll see where it goes. And from that day, I spent the 4 months off, which was a blessing. We worked out during that time. That was the first holiday I had in 4 years. So when everyone else was going on holidays in the squad, I was in the rehab room trying to get myself up again. So that holiday was a blessing. I re-looked at what I wanted to get out of the sport and how much I cared about it. And at the end of the day, my body is as fit as it's ever been at the minute. So that was a great period.
And Baxter, what did you learn about yourself during that period, and particularly the last couple of years, which encompasses that battle with injury, but since coming out of underage cricket, you've made your first class debut, you battled injury and fought your way back into the New South Wales side and earned another contract with the Sydney Thunder. What did you learn about yourself?
I think the biggest thing is don't be afraid to ask for help. The year before, as I mentioned, I played 60 games of cricket in a season, which is unheard of. And it was that sense of trying to prove myself to people and actually put my best foot forward. But at the end of the day, I bit myself and I lost the battle with that, and I had a year out. So it's important that you ask for help. And at the end of the day, they care about what you do. We're employed as cricketers, and the support staff there really do support you. And I was very lucky in the sense that Cricket New South Wales gave me another contract after a year of not playing cricket. Sydney Thunder stood by me. So I had a lot of faith given to me by them. And then the other things are just, you can handle so much more than what you think. And people are always going to be there to help you. So just that ask for help, you're a lot stronger than what you think you are. And at the end of the day, I love playing cricket. It's what we've grown up doing. So a bit of perspective was always a good thing.
Wonderful. And just speaking of the Sydney Thunder this year, Baxter, obviously, like the Sheffield Shield season and the second 11 season up in arms at the moment. The Big Bash, fingers crossed, will be back to some sort of normality, so the Big Bash will kick off. Tell us a little bit about how exciting it is to be back at Sydney Thunder. There's been a few big signing announcements lately. How much are you looking forward to the BBL this year?
Yeah, really exciting. I think that was the best thing about last year. Although we're in a bubble for 2 months over Christmas and New Year's, to be able to bring entertainment to people at home and provide that escape to people that were really struggling, people that lost jobs and all that sort of stuff. So to give them 3 hours each night was probably the best thing about it. But then this year, like, hopefully we're back at Spotless. That'd be incredible if we play some home games. But yeah, we've got the Poms. We got 3 Poms this year. So over that time, we don't usually like the Poms because the Ashes, but I think we're going to have to make way for them. And last year, Hales was our best player by far, and to have Billings back as well, and now Shakiba as well, that's going to be really exciting.
Yes, big announcement today.
Yeah, that's right. And, of course, under the leadership of Uzi, exciting. Again, as a fan, of course, it's exciting to see him taken on the leadership. And tell us a little bit about his character, how he's a different captain.
Yeah, he's going to be really good. I think Callum Fergus was unreal last year, especially in the climate we were in. He was very open to suggestions and all that sort of stuff. But Uzi, he's a character. He's a lighthearted guy, always has a bit of fun around the team. Takes a mickey out of himself and out of everyone else, which is always good, and plays golf as well. So he's perfect in my eyes. Bit of golf, bit of cricket, can't go wrong. But he's a very family-orientated man, cares very much for everyone. So that's a massive tick.
And on the first-class scene and one-day cricket with the New South Wales Blues, Baxter, what are your goals there? What are you hoping to achieve after, of course, being part of that Sheffield Shield final for the Blues against Queensland last season?
Yeah, so ideally I'd love to be playing the one-day tournament this year. That's up to selectors, and I'll put my best foot forward in that situation. So we'll just see what happens there. And then Shield cricket, I've done everything I could do in the few games I've played. So I've been really impressed with how I've taken that opportunity. I'm really grateful that I got that opportunity. But now it's just a matter of hopefully seeing what Nev does and putting my best foot forward so that if he isn't right or somehow I'm playing better than him, then I get the foot over him. But he's been an incredible player and he deserves everything he's got.
Well, I hope our listeners have enjoyed the last 10 minutes or so, or just under, and wonderful to have you on the program, Baxter. Thank you again for for catching up with us and telling us a little bit about your story, being a Carlingford boy and a rich part of Parramatta cricket, and particularly in your junior days, and now making waves at the first class level. It must be mentioned, Dave, that this young man took 9 catches on first class debut, and I was down in Hobart working for Cricket New South Wales and witnessed that, and he can certainly handle himself with the gloves behind the stumps. But thank you again for your time, Baxter.
Absolute pleasure. Thanks for having me, and I hope everyone's safe out there.
Thank you very much. Great to have you.
Wonderful. So we again thank Baxter Holt for his time, and you're listening to Alive 90.5 FM, and more to come very shortly.